This is episode 12 of It's a Show in my biggest radio voice.
Oh, someone's here. Just kidding. A little later on, though, we will have a special guest.
A very, very special guest. Today's the big day. We're very nervously anticipating our first ever spinoff. It's an. You remember back in the day, the Cosby Show, and then they spun off and they got, what was it, where the girls went to college?
No idea.
Oh, my God. You're so young. Did you hear Bill Cosby is
alive still?
He's still alive, and he's conning NBC into giving him a pilot where he's the patriarch of a multi-generational family.
No.
Sounds familiar.
He should go back to that darndest kids movie thing.
No, that was just kids say the darndest thing.
Yeah,
it was no movie.
Kids say the cutest it was the TV darndest.
And by the way, that's a money idea. If we revived that, we'd be rolling in dough.
Oh, boy.
Also, Angela Lansbury is pissed off that somebody tried to make a remake of Murder, She Wrote. It got quashed at the network level. It was starring some Oscar winner and stuff, but apparently she wasn't good enough for Jessica.
And if this was Craig Ferguson, he would ask, do we have a picture? And then he would show Paul McCartney because apparently they look the same.
Which brings us back to that beautiful YouTube skit that you put up on the It's a Show Facebook the other day. So it was good. Hilarious.
Has it been a murder? Murder? I got to ask you a question. Are you into the tea, like hot tea?
I didn't finish teeing up the show.
Oh.
Let's get back to that. And I'll answer that burning question shortly. So in the second half today, we roll out our first ever spinoff, and it's called What the Hell Is This Song About? And we're pumped about it. So we're going to take a song, and we're going to have music expert Chris Sutherland, who is a drummer for, among others, Doc Walker.
Don't you think it's time to forget?
His current gig is the drummer for Kim Mitchell. He's worked with everybody, including the 80s hit band Saga. And he's got a cool website. He's launching his own project. It's called Ain't That a Kick in the Headphones.
Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head.
Any chance to cue the Dean Martin music is okay by me. That's coming up in the second half of the show. And now back to Sparky's burning question. What was it again about tea?
Something about tea. Are you into tea? Tea time.
One time at band camp, I got really sick, and I had to still do the radio show, so I thought, okay, I'll try the tea and some honey and whatever. Makes me feel funny, and it wrecks my mouth. I don't like it.
The people at the office are all about the tea, and I'm trying to jump on board the tea craze because...
So you can be part of the group. I understand.
I hate being left out, and I don't understand it. I don't get it. It's hot water that's slightly flavored. However, I've discovered that it all depends on what kind, but there's so many kinds.
Yeah, it's a racket, man. You want to talk about a racket? It's like yoga pants, the whole tea thing. And all of my girls...
yoga pants.
All of my girls at the house...
Let them wear the yoga pants.
Tea we're talking about. Ava's only 11, but she kind of likes the tea a little bit. Kaylin, my oldest, and my wife, they devour tea, like hundreds of mugs.
Bet you they go to the David's Tea lot, eh?
Yeah, we've heard about, we got David's Tea bags in the pantry. I know what that's about.
That means, what's that all about?
Well, that's, say, like the tea that you can buy at Walmart for, say, $4 for 4,000 bags.
Yeah.
Only it's $4,000 for four bags at David's Tea. Otherwise, the same thing.
I've got a small aside here for you. So I'm doing a system restore because my Bootmaster is missing on the laptop. I have no idea what happened.
Every time you say that, I shudder.
So it says, system restore completed successfully. The system has been restored to yesterday. I don't know what happened yesterday, but hey, it's better than what happened in 10 minutes ago. So let's restart and hope the boot's there.
Jesus.
Here's a lesson, kids. Put your boots on.
Keep your boots on. Okay. Beware the lollipop of mediocrity. Lick it once and you'll suck forever. Those immortal words from Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. And we hope
is
to live
he still
up.
Alive?
I don't know. I could lie to you and say I know, but I'm not sure. I think he is. I know John Stamos.
But Jesse.
Uncle Jesse is the drummer for the Beach Boys. He does all
What?
Yeah, he travels with them for years.
Is the drummer?
Kokomo.
The former drummer? Is he gone? Is he alive still?
Oh, the former drummer is not. Whatever. They travel with some nondescript guy, but anytime they can get Uncle Jesse, obviously.
Got the sexual appeal.
They're getting Uncle Jesse, right?
You know what I thought of?
What did you think?
We thought the topic was
stalling.
Done, we rang the bell. How about we do that? And when your particular topic is over, you can ring it so I know to move on.
Good point.
How about Xbox or PlayStation? Did you guys ever get the new Xbox after the snowpocalypse and shoveling snow and making
money?
Yeah, my
son got a snow shoveling contract, and he made $500.
Yeah.
And we got it.
Xbox 360, correct?
No, that's old.
The Xbox One, right?
Xbox One, baby. All right, so...
I wanted to know if it was good or not.
It's working well.
I don't want one.
How would I know? I've never turned the thing on.
Bring him in next time so we can talk.
Okay, we'll talk about him next time. And...
We're really motoring along here.
Well, we got Chris Sutherland's taking up a lot of time in the second half. I got to be honest. It's awesome, but analyzing a smash hit song that's been around for decades takes a little time.
Well, to be fair, since that previously recorded piece of gold has two chunks in it, we are kind of cutting it in half.
But we're going to play the songs and some hooks, so that's going to add a little time.
I guess. We still have a little bit of time to talk about stuff, but please, okay, continue. So I'm done with whatever we were just talking about. I forget. I feel like this is like...
Jeopardy. This is topic this is, Jeopardy.
This
I want to talk about this. This was shocking revelation this week was the captain and Tennille got divorced.
I don't even know who these people are.
Oh, my God. Okay. We are playing a piece of this and a big piece. I want a big juicy hunk of this. A Love Will Keep Us Together because it's ironic. Get it? Their biggest hit, Love Will Keep Us Together. But Love Will Keep Us Together, big hit, and then they're divorcing, and they're in their early 70s. So if you've made the long-haul trip to your twilight years, now you're calling it quits? I don't understand. And to me, I'm not a divorce lawyer or a therapist, but I think I know what happened. Daryl Dragon.
Is that the captain?
He's the captain. Tony Tennille's husband wore the captain's hat too much, and she got sick of it. He probably wore it when they were making love whatever, and she's just going. But here's the thing. This came across my desk, my email inbox this week, and had this have happened like a couple of weeks, I could have saved the captain and Tennille's marriage. Maybe there's still time. Dear Mr. GA, Loving You Enlightens Me, A Tantric Journey by Margot Landry will take the discussion of sex to a whole different level. At 74, Landry will tell you she is having the best sex of her life with her partner, Tom, who's 76. So she's younger. She's the younger woman. It's reversed with the captain and Tennille because she was 73. He's 71. Anywho, daily, they join together in a connect ritual that continues to heighten the intimacy between the two of them. It's this very practice. You're turning red, man. It's this very practice that transformed her marriage to her husband, Ronald, from frequent disappointment and doubt to 21 years of ever-increasing love and joy that only ended when Ron died. This is a happy story. Loving You Enlightens Me, A Tantric Journey reveals the secret she and her husband discovered that turned their marriage around and what deepens her connection with Tom.
My boot is still missing.
God damn.
Play Love.
We'll this is not together. Good. If this doesn't work, I can't play the song. I'm freaking out here. You have no idea. I was trying to update the iTunes.
I think I'm having an aneurysm because when I laugh,
there's is missing.
A thing in the back of my head that hurts. Ow.
It's a piece of shit.
You can't even put the... Can you put it in the Dropbox still so I can edit it? Not without
yes,
that?
Yes.
Okay, let me handle this one.
God.
I'll pick up some slack. I'll stay all night if I have to. It's worth it.
What the fuck is a boot manager? I never took anything out. I got rejected by the Amazing Race Canada.
Oh, I saw the headlines of some people saying, hey, we made it. And I'm going, did Sparky make it? And that was a week ago.
Got a casting update from January 22nd. Hello, potential racers. Happy New Year and a huge thank you for the overwhelming response to our season 2 casting call. You are the reason the show is so amazing. Blah, blah, blah. Our casting team has now contacted all teams that have been scheduled and selected for the next phase of casting. If you have not been contacted, it means, unfortunately, that the second season of The Amazing Race Canada is not the one you'll be competing in.
You know what I learned throughout the course of this life?
What?
It wasn't meant to be. If it's not, you can't force it. And here's the thing.
It's true. It's very true, yeah.
We have the power as media industry moguls now to ban The Amazing Race. We don't have to talk about them ever again. We're not talking about the show because they spurned you.
I love the show so much.
Screw it. Don't watch. That's how you'll have the last laugh. Oh, I got this. Men by the Numbers. Highlights of a new Esquire magazine online poll about what's now normal for men. About half of the men polled actually enjoy shopping for clothes.
I love shopping.
Hate it.
What do you hate? All of it?
Hate the trying on.
I hate, yes, the trying on I can do without, especially the pants. I always get so worked up when I have to try on pants.
For me, yeah, pants, because your ass doesn't look good in anything. It's all flat. Like, I'm so old and everything's flat. The other problem is the shirts are worse, because if you got this robe down to the skin, I don't care how long you've been working out, you get in that change room mirror and you are emasculated. You feel terrible about yourself because it shows every piece of, I don't know how they light those things. Cellulite ranch. Oh, you're gritting your teeth now.
This laptop's a piece of shit is what it is.
If we can get something on Kijiji for a couple bucks, we'll smash this during an episode. Do you want to smash it with something?
Well, here's the thing. I just spent some unnecessary dollars on some unnecessary purchases that are happening this summer. For example, the hot ticket item that was taken over the internet by storm was the Shania Twain concert coming to the Calgary Stampede this summer.
You got tickets?
I got a ticket.
Guess you got one ticket, a singular ticket.
I'm going by myself. I'm too cheap. I can't afford anything
else. The first one, they went on sale at 10. They sold out by 10:01. And then they said, oh, yeah, just a big surprise. Shania put the second one on sale, and they went on sale at 10:30.
Let's go.
And one person I know got a pair. That was it.
Yeah. $156 for a second second level seat. Wow. Row one, though, so that's good.
Yeah, that's a good section, actually.
I went to try for the second show. Just, I had nothing to do today, literally. So one seat on the floor for like $300. Row three.
Yeah.
That's a little too much.
Yeah.
That's $100 an hour.
But row three, you're checking Shania $100 from a stalker distance.
Pull her up on the YouTube.
Yeah, I guess.
And then I dropped some money on the Craven Country Jamboree.
You bought tickets to that too.
For the 3-day festival featuring Dierks Bentley. We've got Luke Bryan and Keith Urban for the big jamboree out by Regina. Regina!
Wow. So you got, like, your summer's planned.
I was planning the rest of my summer, taking days off, going camping.
Nice.
Buying a laptop, apparently. Fucking piece of shit. So that's...
All right. Back to Men by the Numbers. Many men now moisturize on a daily basis.
I do. Every day.
Seriously? You know what? I painfully am admitting this for the first time on the air anywhere, is I started doing that. And I don't feel good about it.
You have to in our part of the country.
You know where I put it? Right here in my wrinkles by my eyeballs. Because it's getting deep in there. It is now normal for men to say, I love you frequently.
I could see that.
I've been doing that for years.
I could see that.
You got to do that. It's not unusual. It's not unusual for the typical guy to have cried sometime in the past month. I cry myself to sleep frequently. That's not a thing.
I cried watching reruns of my favorite TV shows.
Which ones?
I get emotional. Sometimes I do.
Like, which one really works you up?
The Grey's Anatomy really gets me.
Grey's Anatomy.
Me a little tear-eyed.
Same with my wife. There's nothing unusual about men using cologne. It is more uncommon for males to get a spray tan or color their hair. Would you ever color your hair? You do color your hair? Is that awkward?
No, I have. Like, I've had highlights before.
Yeah.
Back I've never in the done day, that. But I don't know. I've never had a spray tan. And what was the other one? Cologne. I do special occasion cologne.
Yeah. I have one called Sexual Noir
by
Menon. I don't know. I never used cologne before in my life, but as you get older, you start to stink a little bit. So you got to cover it up. Men over 60, speaking of older, are twice as likely to think of themselves overall as normal as men under 30. So I think I'm the norm, and you're going, I'm not normal, man. I'm weird.
I think I'm normal.
Okay, see, you don't have any confidence problems. You just have
laptop problems.
And supply and demand with the female gender.
There's no demand.
There's a lot of demand. There's no supply for you.
yeah, I demand. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all right.
All right. What do you got?
Well, I've got a startup memory test here on the laptop, and so far, no
you're
progress.
You're such a downer since you had computer problems.
Okay, we need to contact our tech friends out there in internet land and help me out. What happened? I did a simple update.
Okay, say it again. What happened? It was internet boot thing.
I was doing an iTunes update. It's like, oh, there's a new version of iTunes. I was
it's
like,
Apple's fault.
There's fucking Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Good for nothing.
As soon as he died, this company's going
shit
to hell in a
hand.
Yeah, shit's going in a handbasket.
Quick shout out to our friends down in South Carolina. Almost a Show talked about us on their show.
Their show's called Almost a Show?
Yep.
And we're called It's a Show, and that's we gave them a shout-out last week because they gave us a shout-out the previous week.
So I think that's a running thing.
This could continue forever.
Shout-out, and they said to get on Stitcher, which is another platform to listen, which I've I'm trying.
Okay.
Because the more the more places we can put this crap on, the better.
Yeah.
Now that I discover I have international calling, we'll have to call them one day.
We have international calling. This is the biggest revelation to ever hit It's a Show.
With the plan. Who knew? The whole time I had it. The whole time.
Let's call China just for fun.
We should.
Well, we know who we're using our international calling plan for. We're calling Rob Ford.
Well, he's national.
Oh, right.
We could try calling Justin Bieber. He's international right now.
Rob Ford is international in acclaim. Jimmy Kimmel is awesome. He is working Rob Ford over to Kohl's. He does skit. It's amazing. We would play a clip here, but we're clip heavy this week. We can't. Sparky's going to blow up if he has to put another clip
in. This is why I have to take 5 days to edit.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to call someone, someone that we know mutually is in Mexico. And I was like, oh, we can call because I have international calling. But now there's no time.
Who are we supposed to call?
I think you know.
ADD Steph?
No.
TL, we were supposed to call. Oh, my God.
And as I
text, you stiff TL? Oh.
I didn't stiff her. We could do a quickie.
Let's do a quickie.
All right.
We're out of time. She's not, I don't know if she's good at quickies.
Because I was like, wouldn't it be cool if she was listening?
Oh, God. Holy crap, what's going on there?
I said, wouldn't it be cool if we were on the same patio doing this in Mexico? Yeah.
We got to take the show on the road. The
show needs to be on the road.
Hola! Oh,
is this Mexico?
Come on, no, that's the other language. I don't know.
So how brown are you?
Not as brown as I'd like to be. It was a little cloudy this day and a little bit yesterday, but, you know, it's not all about that. It's about the humidity. Oh. Rather nice. There's been no real sweater wearing.
So you're on the rooftop patio. Describe for our listeners this. Oh, first of all, I'll describe who this is. This is...
this is just who it is. But no, this is just who it is. That's
She's
who it is.
An internationally acclaimed singer-songwriter who has somehow figures into both of our past, but we don't have time to get in. This is the fattest, juiciest It's a Show episode we've ever done. We got Chris Sutherland coming up, and he's our first...
I thought we were all remaining anonymous through this.
Well, Chris Sutherland...
That's going to change the content for me, I'm just saying.
Okay. It's a senorita from Mexico, ladies and gentlemen.
And that's a bell, isn't it?
Oh, shit. Yeah, some things I got to use that I use other times. Okay, so anyway.
The connection isn't stellar, and I only have a few minutes on my plan.
Oh.
So let's do 20 questions.
Oh, crap.
Okay, so what is the rooftop patio like?
It's large. How many square feet is that rooftop patio, would you say? 1,000 square feet. It's got 3 different sitting areas, an actual gas barbecue, which is rare in Mexico. And it's across from the Instituto Gardner Secundaria, which is a secondary school.
What town are you in or area near?
It is the island of Cozumel, and that's a scooter going by. And in about 4 seconds, another scooter is going to go by with 3 locals riding on one scooter.
Have you been on a scooter before?
I sat on one, but after watching all the locals drive them around, the driving here is you don't want any part of that if you're not from here.
How far is it to the liquor store?
The drive-through beer store, like where you drive through and you open up your cooler and, what was his name?
Jose.
Let's go with Juan. He just fills up your cooler for you and on, you drive right through, like drive through.
You're number one.
Oh, jeez. What are you drinking right now?
A Sol, okay. A fresh one. Sit right here and have another
beer in Mexico. How many tacos have you eaten so far?
10, but we haven't gone out yet today. So I assume that number, I expect that number to go up.
Are there any naked girls there?
Have not seen any.
No topless.
That doesn't mean there aren't. I just haven't seen any.
What else you got?
This is question number 8. I'm struggling. I have no idea.
Wow.
What kind of music do they listen to in Mexico?
Well, we went to a cantina the other night on the way to dinner, which is like the local little establishment. Like, where I'm staying is with people who live here. So, like, we're not at a resort or into where a lot of the tourists are. This is, like, Mexico. Like, I'm looking at 2 pit bulls wrestling in a yard across from the street right now.
Oh, my God.
He's Mr. Worldwide.
Where we are.
Is there a car on blocks there?
Well, 2 blocks away, yep. With the cantina we went to the other night on the way to dinner that we stopped in on, we were the only people who probably were not born in this town there. And there was a band that reminded me of the Wilkinsons. Jimmy's got a girlfriend. Except, you know, not. the Wilkinsons. It was like a little family band thing. They were fantastic.
And singing in English or Mexican? Spanish.
Spanish.
And how's the Wi-Fi situation, or how is this all working?
Okay, right now there is a gentleman on a skateboard with a bass guitar. Oh my God. Matthew, look at that.
Throw him a 20. Throw him some money.
And he's got it resting on the front of the skateboard, and he's driving it down the road.
See what we're missing out on, Sparky? That's our 20 questions.
Here, it's authentic. This has been an authentic trip to Mexico.
Well, how do you say it? What do you say? Au revoir. What do you say?
Bon voyage.
Adios.
Adios, amigo.
Adios.
Adios.
Amigos.
Amiga. A female amigo. Bye.
Yeah, I'm the amiga. That's amiga.
Amiga.
Adios, muchachos.
And all that stuff.
Yeah, so we, yeah.
Bye now.
Bye. Bye. See you soon.
We have to have her here because she says she's going to give me a lesson in wine, because I need to get on the wine train, because everywhere I go, there's free wine and I'm not liking it because I don't know what I like. So that's going to be fun.
We'll have this prominent wine author on at the same time, and bring some new info to the table.
So
something to look forward to.
I think that's pretty much it in a nutshell. Before we get to our special guest, my laptop is still a piece of crap, so look forward to that. Hopefully it's fixed on the other side of this little feature.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you're about to experience is the very first episode of What the Hell Is This Song About? Starring none other than world-renowned drummer. He drums for Q Mitchell on a regular basis. Chris Sutherland. Let's make the call. Can we pull up a Chris Sutherland bio before we, and so we can plug his, ain't that a kick in the headphones?
That is Twitter?
Yeah. Holy, that's small font. Come on. Are you ridiculous? I can't even read this.
I need a new laptop.
He was in Sega.
Game?
No, it's a band. Canadian band. 2008. Toured Europe with these rock legends. Check out the DVD. Blah, blah, blah. Mamma Mia. I was the principal drummer for the Toronto production of the smash hit musical based on the music of ABBA. Look at the connection. This is amazing. Larry Gowan. That's, so we can do the Wanda Speedus. You're a strange animal. You got to pull that lyric.
It's all
up.
Coming together.
Oh my God. This is exciting.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our special guest on episode one of What the Hell Is This Song About is none other than Chris Sutherland. And I read from the very, very fine font on Ain't That a Kick in the Headphones, his website. And I'm 47, dude. I can barely read this shit. Like, oh, my God. So you've basically, we ran into each other when you were with Doc Walker. And yeah. You've played with everybody. Larry Gowan, Chad Brownlee, the Higgins, Brad Johnner, my old pal from Saskatchewan.
And my regular haunt is Kim Mitchell.
Kim Mitchell. Yeah, I'm getting to that. I wanted to finish big. Yeah. Randy Bachman. Come on.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've been following It's a Show, our regular podcast. We're all about the ABBA. We did some scientific research, and we found when we talked about ABBA and played a couple of hooks from ABBA, we had huge listenership spikes. And then I look at your micro mini bio, and I see that you were the principal drummer for the Toronto production of Mamma Mia.
I was. I know way too much about ABBA.
This is all meant to be. It's coming full circle. It's amazing.
Exactly.
Anyway, I wish you could focus here. This is my co-host, Sparky.
Oh, hi there.
Hey, Sparky. How you doing?
Very well, thank you. How's the weather in Toronto?
You know what? It's pretty damn cold. I'm not going to bitch too much because I'm from out west myself originally, and, you know, this isn't that cold, but I've had enough of it here.
I don't want to brag, but we're rocking 11 degrees today.
Suntanning weather.
Wow, it's colder here, so that's good for you guys.
First of all, thanks very much for taking time out of your schedule to be a part of this inaugural broadcast of What the Hell Is This Song About? And it's inside the beautiful, comfy confines of It's a Show. And then we're going to roll it out, if you do well and you don't screw this up too badly. We'll roll this out, and this will be the initial episode on its own. Like, we'll let it fly.
Excellent. I love this idea.
Here's how it's going to work. We're going to talk to a music industry insider about the lyrics to a song that has just been bugging me for my entire lifetime. I don't know what the hell it's about. And with all, like, when did you start music, Chris? How old were you?
Three.
Yeah.
Professionally, 18, but I mean, I've been, you know, this is all I've ever done since I was a baby, really. You know, I was obsessed with music from probably the age 3 on. I started playing drums when I was 5, and it's kind of all I've ever done. You know, I'm useless in the real world, but when we're going to talk about music, things are great.
When other kids were building houses out of Lego, you were banging them together.
That's right.
Yep, that makes a cool noise. I love percussion. This is great.
Exactly.
I've been percussed many times in my life, but it was usually in Saskatchewan outside a bar. I'm a little unfocused because Sparky still has leftover Irish cream whiskey chocolates here in the It's a Show World HQ studio. I usually pound 3, 4, 5 before we get going.
That's like your 6th, so you might want to call a designated driver.
I'm a little behind, so.
Okay, man. You got anything you can take a nip of?
I got a glass of water here, but, you know, I'm crazy enough. It's okay.
Okay, Chris, here we go. All right, now I got to eat the chocolate.
Now you got the awkward food noise. Oh, man, this is the worst.
At the sound of the bell, my voice will be perfect. Ring the bell again. Like I said, perfect. Come Together, the lyrics. I printed this off of metrolyrics.com. Here comes old Flat Top. He come grooving up slowly. He got juju eyeball. He one holy roller. He got hair down to his knees. Got to be a joke or he just do what he please. Okay, let's just start there. That's a good place to start. What the hell is what's a juju eyeball?
You know what? That's one confusing line I don't know. And I don't know the one holy roller's line either, but I actually do kind of know what this song's about because it drove me crazy for years, too.
Okay, so who did you find out from? Who told you?
It was a Beatles book a long time ago. I don't even remember which book it was. But, it wasn't totally clear, so we don't know. It didn't unlock all the secrets, put it that way. Now, am I going to blow this whole thing if I say each verse is about a Beetle?
Hey, that's
that
pretty
cool.
That kind
of makes sense. Which one had long hair?
Yeah.
Well, they all had the one. Well, Flat Top is like a, isn't that a brush cut or a crew cut? Who would
well,
that?
Apparently verse one is Ringo because he starts the song. He come grooving up slowly.
He's a holy roller. He's got hair down to his knees.
At that time, he had long hair.
Right.
And maybe Flat Top is the drums. I don't know.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's got to be a joke or he just do what he please. Oh, Sparky's got something off the internet.
Just on the Wikipedia, it says each verse refers to one of the Beatles.
So the confirmation, this was a trap, Chris. We just certified that you are a Beatles expert right there.
I'm actually not a Beatles expert, but I always loved this song. So, and these lyrics are just so damn weird. I had to go figure out what they were, right?
Okay, so we're thinking Ringo for verse one. Now we go into... Wear no shoe shine. He got toe jam football. He got monkey finger, which is very disturbing. I don't know what that helm.
Yeah.
He shoot Coca-Cola. He say, I know you. You know me. One thing I can tell you is you got to be free. That sounds like John Lennon.
From my guess, it's actually George. He wear no shoe shine because he was like the guru guy at the time and didn't wear shoes.
Okay.
And he was... You know, he grew up playing soccer, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah, monkey fingers playing guitar. Now, no one ever says what shoot Coca-Cola is, but I'm sure we can put all that together.
This is an all-ages show. That is terrible. That's terrible.
Very fascinating.
Things were pretty creative in those days, so, you know, shooting things probably happened.
Thank you for the clarification. Okay, so now... All right. You got more thoughts? Keep them going. Keep them flowing.
I know you. You know me. No idea. Maybe just some Zen thing, you know?
Yeah.
One thing I can tell you is you got to be free. So it's probably, you know, the peace and love thing, right?
These guys were, they were loaded on Coca-Cola when they did this, because this is crazy.
Yeah.
It's but you know what? On the same,
clearly.
On the flip side, though, it's enigmatic, but it's so hooky combined with the amazing melody or whatever that you can't, I mean, every time you hear it, it's a new day.
Every part of the song's a hook. The drum part's a hook. The bass part's a hook.
Right.
The lyrics are a hook. It's, you know, it's a bit the perfect song, you got to admit. And the lyrics are a hook, too, because you don't know what they are. So now you're listening and trying to figure out what they are, right?
I'm just having a panic attack that we're recording. Are we recording?
I trust me. I've checked 5,000 times. I'm just reading something here. The single had less success when it was released on October 31st, 1969 in the UK, only reaching number 4, possibly due to the BBC banning the song because they considered the verse "He shoot Coca-Cola" to be a product placement.
Right. Oh, wow.
Fun fact there. Well,
their pants were pretty tight over at the old BBC.
Interesting. I don't think the BBC was hip enough to realize what they're actually talking about.
Okay, so let's move on and let's get to the next one. Here we go. He bag production, he got walrus gumboot, he got Ono sideboards,
oh.
He won spinal cracker, he got feet down below his knees, which is a good place for him, hold you in his armchair, you can feel his disease.
Which one had a disease?
I think one of them had Ono.
Yeah, I think this is about John, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And he always used to like mess up the sessions with arguments and would only like do, you know, his thing. By that point, he was just writing quirky tunes, right? And that's a lot of what they fought about. So maybe that's the bad production thing. And he wrote "I'm the Walrus," did he not?
He did. He got he got walrus gumboot. So he got a walrus rubber boot.
And geez, I don't know.
Maybe Yoko wanted him to grow the sideburns out. Maybe that's what happened.
Right. Or, yeah, maybe there's clearly a Ono reference, right? So,
what are sideboards? Is that an industry term that I don't know about, music thing, or what?
Nothing I can figure. All I can think is maybe that he just has Ono stuck to his side all the time.
He won spinal crackers, so maybe, is that something to do with chiropractic, or he was, like, into alternative medicines? I don't know.
He had a bad back. I don't know.
Yeah.
This one's pretty confusing, actually.
Because he's got feet down below his knees. That always sticks in my brain, that one. That's a classic.
Yeah. I don't know. This one's a real puzzler.
Well, that's John, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
And he wrote this, did he not? Or he wrote most of this?
Yeah, it says it was written by John Lennon and credited to Lennon-McCartney.
McCartney.
Right, which they just kind of did. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, obviously, John's going to write weird and mysterious things about himself.
Okay, so here we go. Come Together right now over me. Come together right now over me. He roller coaster. He got early warning. He got muddy water. He want mojo filter. He said one and one and one is three. Got to be good looking because he's so hard to see. Clearly, Paul, to me. Is Paul hard to see because he was dead, allegedly?
That's one trick, yeah. And he was, you know, the good-looking one, right? But to go back to the top, he roller coaster. He was known as mood swing guy, right?
Oh.
He'd be all happy one minute, and he'd be yelling and screaming the next minute. That's roller coaster.
Sometimes people get angry.
That's Jeez. Right.
I'm roller coaster.
And he was also really into, like, blues and stuff, so maybe that's the Muddy Water Mojo Filter reference.
Nice.
And then the one and one and one is three. Is that another Paul is Dead reference? Maybe.
I'm clinking my Donnie and Marie coffee mug while you're talking because my brain is working overtime right now.
All right, you're a little bit country and I'm a little bit rock and roll. Is that what that is?
Yeah, kind of. Do you know, once upon a time, and I've told this story before on It's a Show, but I went to Vegas and Marie called me up on stage and I was hugging her and singing with her in front of everybody. And it was unbelievable.
A brush with greatness.
She had me like, she says, look into my eyes. And I said, I can't. Like, if I don't know what would have happened if we...
Do you turn into a Mormon?
No, but I can tell you this. Somehow, I don't know, like Spanx are not what she had on. She had, it was almost like I was picturing seven assistants roll her in saran wrap from head to toe underneath her stage outfit because she was wrapped tight.
Air sealed and they vacuum her in or something.
Yeah, it was awesome in a way. Okay. Whew. Okay, Sparky, what do you got?
I'm learning so much about the Beatles that I had no clue about. Like, I did not know there was a Paul is Dead hoax, and I just brought it up right now. And
Chris,
did not
we're
know
dealing
that,
yeah. with a very young man here.
Not a clue.
And he didn't know on your bio. He thought a Sega was a video game. you played Sega in Europe. He thought you were playing video games. I don't know what's happening. We're gonna put a hook from a Sega song in here so we can enlighten everyone. Anybody under the age of whatever.
But this is very interesting because I've never really listened to the words of Come Together. I mean, I can enjoy the Beatles. I can appreciate the Beatles. Not the biggest fan, but that was very interesting how we broke it down just now. And that was very good.
Thank you.
very first episode of What the Hell Is This Song About? Starring none other than world-renowned drummer Chris Sutherland.
Well, you know what's strange is that I was never a huge Beatles guy either. I was really into Paul McCartney and Wings, but it was just sort of select Beatles stuff for me. I always catch flack from musicians about, what do you mean you don't love the Beatles? It's like, well, I don't hate them, but I didn't, you know, analyze every record to death. This song, though, I always loved.
The one song that we could cover on a different episode is Eleanor Rigby, because that one blows my mind, too.
I'm sure there's a huge legend for a tune like that.
Okay, Chris Sutherland, drummer to the stars. Just a second, I'm going to confer with my on-air partner, Sparky. Did he pass the audition?
That was very good. You can find him at chrissutherlandmusic.com.
And what's the Ain't That a Kick in the Headphones? Is that the...
Well, it's a little play on the Dean Martin thing. Ain't That a Kick in the Head?
I love Dean Martin, man. All over it, buddy. That's beautiful.
Me too. But my record doesn't sound anything like Dino. So
yeah, let's talk about your record now, though.
It's a bit of a big, loud, hard rock record, and it actually just came out. It is out now.
It's out now.
It's available on iTunes. Yes,
just and, like us.
exactly, and it's a big, loud, two guitar rock record, and it just basically came about because as I was writing for some other stuff, I realized I had an entire folder of songs that all sort of fit together, and then I mentioned it to a couple of people and they all sort of convinced me that it wasn't a totally insane idea to make a full record. So yeah. And then that took a year of my life.
Yeah. And you know, I follow you a bit on Facebook there and stuff, and it seems like the process is, it's so creative, but it can be frustrating.
I mean, I'm sure glad I did it, but I think by the end, my wife was really happy I was finished because I was starting to turn into a madman. And all I'd do would be sit in this chair and look at a computer screen all day and keep working and working and working. Just because it was full-on do-it-yourself, I engineered it, I mixed it, I even mastered it myself. But I did have other guitar players playing on it, and I sort of relied on a couple of my buddies, Darren Savard for one, who plays with a bunch of great country artists, Della Smith and Derek Rutan and stuff. And Darren played most of the guitar on the record, and he was really great at sort of, you know, going, hey, I think this works, I think this doesn't. So, you know, some of the other players helped a lot, but we just kind of threw it all out there and it just sort of fell into place, fortunately. So,
well, congratulations on getting the album out. That's amazing, man.
Ain't That a Kick in the Headphones?
I love it. This site that when I hit Google and stuff, just last second before we went on the air, this must be a Tumblr thing or something. It's yes. realmusicradio.tumblr.com is where I found Ain't That a Kick in the Headphones.
And if you just type in chrissutherlandmusic.com, it'll end up at the same place, too.
Nice.
Now I got to edit a video.
Are you going to shoot that with, like, just do a giant selfie, hold your iPhone out, and just do a whole video?
Funny enough, I'm pretty much going to shoot the whole video with an iPhone, yeah.
You'd have to be like Def Leppard's drummer to do that, because you'd have the one hand.
That's right.
Hold the iPhone with the other.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah, you know what? I played a show with them, with Kim Mitchell. We opened up for them, and I have to honestly say they are, without a doubt, the nicest famous people I've ever met. They treated us like gold. So
I'm sure that's the same in regards to Kim Mitchell. You're touring the world with this guy, and he's been around since forever, and he's a full-time radio disc jockey, and he's doing the gigs on the weekends. It's just we had him here in our town a while back, and what a party it was you guys threw.
Yeah, we're the weekend warriors now. It's kind of fun. You get to be home during the week, and then we go out and blow things up on the weekend. It's awesome.
And rake in the coin.
Well, some people do.
Whoever's name is on the marquee. But, you know, I was telling Sparky on last week's episode of It's a Show that, you know, when we reconnected there and stuff, you were so nice. Being a farm kid from Saskatchewan, doesn't matter like how much radio and television experience a guy has. When you run into an icon like Kim Mitchell, it's nerve-wracking. You go, ah, man, I hope I'm cool enough to hang here. And then you just welcomed us into the green room and had us in. I had a great time in there, and Kim actually came over, and we had a half an hour talk about music. It was cool.
Yeah, it was a great hang. And, you know, I mean, I'm from Winnipeg, Brandon area, and, you know, we always call it the Flatland Mafia. All the musicians from, you know, the prairies, we all really stick together. So that extends to pretty much everybody from the prairies when you run into them out on the road, you know?
We got to get Thorsten Steinsten on.
Yeah.
Because he'd be good, man. He'd be a classic.
He would, yeah.
I don't know if I can get him.
Right at this.
You got to catch him in a sober moment, though, and that's the tough part.
Yeah. I didn't say that. And leave me out of this.
I say that from the deepest, most respectful, loving place. And
The Motley Crue of country.
Okay, now, Chris Sutherland, drummer to the Stars, first special guest on the very first episode of What the Hell Is This Song About? We're going to do two songs per episode just so that, okay, you know, it justifies Sparky's editing time and uploading to iTunes and all that pain and agony. Your choice. What song do you want to cover?
My choice is...
Producer's note, this was previously recorded and edited due to timing. Stay tuned for part two.
So much content. We still got another half an episode to go with Chris.
So should we make this other half a shorty? Another It's a Show shorty slash whatever this new show is going to be called?
Yeah, it's getting confusing now, isn't it? We have It's a Show shorts. We have the full length It's a Show broadcast. And we have our first spinoff. What the hell is this song about?
So anyways, we'll post the second half of that on a different day. Before we go, we forgot our very important feature, Match.com love update. Nothing. Second important feature, knowing me, knowing you. Knowing me, knowing you.
Uh-huh. All right. We have to live up to our promise of 10% more ABBA. I know something about you that I didn't know before. Technology makes you crazy.
When things don't go right, I get all sweaty and I get upset and I get angry. And right now I want to punch this thing because it's still not working.
That's why I know we were meant to work together, because I am the same way.
Just give me something and hopefully it works.
Well, until next week.
Keep in touch.
Finger guns.
My boot is still missing.
God damn.
Play Love.
This is not good. If this doesn't work, I can't play the song. I'm freaking out here.